By July 1st, you'll be digging deeper to ride the T, as the MBTA Control Board has approved fare hikes that average 9.3%. So, what are MBTA riders saying about this? Here's WBUR's Ininjor Emwemeka.
Starting in July, when you tap your Charlie card to enter a bus or train, that dinging sound is going to put an extra ding on your wallet. The decision to increase fares is particularly unpopular among those who depend on the T. Quincy resident Angela Hall calls the increases ridiculous.
And the fact that they raise it especially that much, I think is unfair to the riders because we're not getting the service to back it up.
But they should look for ways to cut down costs in other ways and make the T more efficient.
Rider Bo Wang is also from Quincy.
You know, you could cut down electricity bills and find inefficiencies. So I think if the T does a better job in checking those unnecessary overhead, then it will be better overall.
But some T riders accept that the high fares are necessary to improve the T. Marina Medvinsky is a T rider from Brookline.
I'm okay with the fare increases because as long as the money is used towards improvements, schedule improvements, train improvements, I would be okay with the fare increase.
The MBTA says the fare increases will bring in about $42 million in new revenue. T Chief Administrator Brian Shortsleeve says that will lead to service improvements.
The commitment that we're making today is that every dollar of this fare increase is going to be used to improve service. That's critical. It's what our riders care about.
But some transit activists call the increases unfair. They interrupted yesterday's meeting of the MBTA Control Board with loud chanting as they protested the fare hike vote. Lee Matsuita is with the group Alternatives for Community and Environment.
The board needs to understand that they have to be accountable for the type of votes that they're taking. So our point here today is to make sure that they know loud and clear that the riders aren't just going to sit back and allow them to pass fare increases that go above what the law prevents.
Transit advocates argue that a 2013 law limits fare increases to no more than 5% every 2 years. But transit officials say the law allows for a 10% increase. The new fares actually vary widely depending on what mode of transportation you use. For example, unlimited monthly passes for both buses and subways will go from $75 to $84.50. Subway fares paid by Charlie Card would increase by about 7%, from $2.10 to $2.25. But cash bus fares would drop from $2.10 to $2. And before approving the plan, the board reduced the proposed increase for monthly passes for middle and high school students by $2 a month. And it cut the proposed fare hike for its paratransit system, the RIDE, from 10% to 5%. Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack says the board wants to protect low-income riders.
What the board did is demonstrate, unfortunately very few people could hear it, but that they had heard loud and clear the message from the riders, the message from the commenters, that they only wanted fares increased in a way that did not hurt the most vulnerable riders, and that they wanted to know that every penny of that increase would go into improving the service.
The control board says it would like to see no additional fare hike before January 2019. For now, the fare increases will mean some riders will have to think a little bit more about their bottom line. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor Enwemeka.